Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Shahid 2, that's a three-stage solid fuel missile. That has a range of 1,500 miles and just said that can reach Israel. They're rattling sabers here once again. That's to cover up the spinning centrifuges that are making more purification for uranium for a nuclear weapon.
There's military analyst Colonel Dean Spindle commenting on Iran's saber rattling as they continue pursuing their nuclear weapons program. Iran and their foolishness, number 10 of this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Review, the countdown show for the week ending Friday, the 20th of July. We'll be reviewing all the top 10 hits in talk radio. The folks at Talkers.com have been good enough to survey, along with the producers of this program, all of the great talk radio programs, hosts, the stations around the country, and the talk radio business. So let's get started. We've got the list, and this week Iran is in the number 10 spot. Number 9 on the countdown is the continuing discussion of the scandal at Penn State. Host Pat Caputo and Dennis Fithian talked to callers about what they think should happen to the university after last week's report came out claiming that Penn State officials, including Mr. Paterno, knew about Jerry Sandusky's crimes and chose to cover them up.
Right now we get a Gabe in Livonia. What's on your mind?
I just want to weigh in on the Penn State scandal.
Yeah.
And I think that they should have a death penalty for at least a couple years, you know, think long and hard about, you know, the underhandedness that went on. I think most people agree that they should get the death penalty for a couple years, and that's what should happen. But I think most people know that what's going to happen is the NCAA is going to, you know, give them lack of institutional control at worst. You know, they're going to get sanctions and things like that. And, you know, you're going to go on about it because, you know, Penn State's a cash cow. You know, it makes NCAA money, it makes everybody money. And it just kind of seems like they're willing to sacrifice morals for money.
Well, I think that, if they were just going to go out and play football and they're going to be, you know, realizing all that money just like before for the Big Ten and taking those profits, then I would agree with you guys. I'm saying that and it needs to come from Penn State. They need to get out there and say, this is how much money they make.
Exactly. It's got to come from Penn State.
We're going to take this money, and you know what? We have been marked as, you know, the worst scandal in collegiate sports history. And what we're going to do, we can never go back. But what we can do forward is nobody's making a dime on Penn State football except, sex abuse charities in Pennsylvania.
What you want them to do is come out and be like, you know, we're disgusted with what went on. I mean, I was listening earlier today, and one of the guys on said that he wants them to be real about it, but the reality is they're not going to be real about it because it's like an omission of guilt, and with the lawsuits that are inevitable coming up, it'll leave them liable and things like that. And it sucks because, yeah, you do. You want Penn State to come out and admit they were wrong and say this is what we're going to do, so we're going to handle it, and they should man up and take their beating. But,
well, they should, and in that part, they have an opportunity here where they could do something. You know, that part, Gabe, where they just come out and they say, you know what, we're sorry, and boy, you know, we're going to transparency moving forward and everything. But then they get back out there on the field, and they're taking their money, and they're just stacking it up and all that.
Right.
To me,
I
don't feel good about that. If they're going to do that, then I don't know, the death penalty to me, that's what should happen. But I'm hoping that they will be able to take a leadership role in this and, you know, not profit from football. For obvious reasons. Jack in Detroit.
You know, I pretty much agree with everyone else. I think that Jerry Sandusky should go to prison for the rest of his life. Anyone who covered it up should go to prison for the rest of their life. If Joe Paterno was alive, he should go to prison for the rest of whatever his life would be left. I think that something should be done to the football program. I don't think that they can be held blameless because that was the tool that was used to lure these children into the situation that happened. Now, my question is, does the NCAA have the authority
to
impose sanctions on criminal matters?
That's a very good question. What should the NCAA itself do? You know, what can American colleges do? What can the Big Ten do? What authority do they have in this particular incident?
Well,
it's definitely, to me, on uncharted ground.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because I can almost bet dollars and donuts that there's no NCAA rule or bylaw to cover something like this.
It's kind of like the steroids in baseball. Everybody said, well, you know what? It's not illegal in baseball. Yeah, but it's illegal in the society.
Up next, Bulgaria, Syria, and the battle over Obamacare. All in the focus next as the Talk Radio Review moves along.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or Sprint Store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
The war had been going on for 2 years, and I got the call. I got the call to join the service and support the boys over there.
Thousands of American troops have come home from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, suffering the effects of post-traumatic stress and traumatic brain injuries.
I never thought that I would have PTSD. I thought that I had enough coping skills.
I don't think anybody who goes into combat could ever honestly say that they're not different when they come home.
What you take as a simple thing is not so simple for me anymore.
I'm going to have my good days and my bad days, and I really don't like those bad days.
I would say to those people that are out there, don't brush us aside and don't count us out.
Help the USO support these troops and their families. Hear more of their stories at usoinvisiblewounds.org. The wounds are invisible. The stories are real.
1 in 6 of the wounded U.S. soldiers evacuated from Iraq and Afghanistan battle zones suffered eye injuries. That's the highest rate of eye injuries since the Civil War. The National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, part of the Library of Congress, is stepping up to help. NLS works with military hospitals, rehab centers, and groups such as the Blinded Veterans Association to make sure that service members who have sacrificed so much for their country can still experience the pleasures of reading. Through the free NLS Talking Book Program, eligible veterans have access to thousands of bestsellers, biographies, westerns, self-help books, and more, and a variety of magazines. Veterans receive priority service from NLS, but any U.S. resident who is blind, has low vision, or cannot hold a book because of a physical illness or disability may sign up for the program. To learn more about what NLS can do for you or a friend or loved one, visit www.loc.gov/NLS or call 1-888-NLS-READ.
Today my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money Geico saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, number 8 on the show this week. The Bulgaria bus bombing. Host Richard Day talks to national security expert J.J. Green about who may have been behind the bombing that claimed the lives of 5 Israeli tourists.
You've been digging into this. What are we finding out?
Well, what we're hearing this morning from Israeli and Bulgarian sources is that, as you said, they believe it was a suicide bomber. They believe this person had a fake American passport. That they believe this person had been in Sofia for 4 to 6 days, acting like a tourist, had been filmed walking around the airport for about an hour before the blast. Investigators, and I'm being told that the Bulgarian authorities are being assisted by the FBI, CIA, not certain about that, but a check of the man's body found a passport identifying him as a Michigan resident. And this still, however, according to Israeli authorities, is being blamed on Iran or Hezbollah, because yesterday was the 18th anniversary of the Buenos Aires attack. And also, maybe it's Hezbollah getting revenge for the killing of Ahmad Mughniyeh.
But is there any evidence that points to Iran or Hezbollah?
Well, this is a normal modus operandus for them, hiring or trying to find someone to carry out these kinds of attacks that don't necessarily have any direct connection to Iran. As you may remember, there was a used car salesman in Texas that supposedly was hired through Mexico to try to kill the Saudi ambassador. So this is, as I understand it from talking to my sources, this is a standard operating procedure for Iran or Hezbollah.
Up to number 7 on the countdown, the battle over Obamacare. Here's host Bobby Gunther Walsh Talking to military veteran Les Rayburn, Rayburn says every state must opt out of the president's health care plan.
Pennsylvania is saying they're not going to opt out, and some states are going to. And Pennsylvania is getting into this. Well, we have to set up the health care exchanges, because if we don't, then when it comes time to do them, the feds are going to set them up the way they want. And this way, if we're setting it up in Pennsylvania, we can set it up the way they want and make it as close to the current system we have as possible. Is that BS? Is that true? What's the skinny?
Well, you know, the Tenth Amendment says any power that is not granted to the federal government is granted to the states.
Right.
Last time I checked the Constitution, health care is not in it.
Well, it doesn't matter, because Justice Roberts said they can proceed with it.
Well, you know, they can proceed with it as a tax, but not with health care. It's a tax. So they don't have to do it. Florida, Louisiana, Texas, and Wisconsin says they're just not going to do it, and they're not going to implement it. And in the Affordable Health Care, they said that they can't penalize states for not doing it.
Well, I thought that was they can't penalize states for not doing doing the new Medicaid, which is different than the exchanges, isn't it?
That's right.
It is different than the exchanges.
But they don't have to set it up. If the states try to do this, it's going to bankrupt them. And that's just bottom line. If they try to bring on 30 million people and bring 30 million people into their Medicaid system, it's going to bankrupt them. That's just bottom line. And Florida and Louisiana and Texas and Wisconsin and several other states have recognized this, and they understand that if they do this, the states are not going to be able to continue to operate. And this is just absolute total insanity. You can't bring 30 million people in and just automatically bring them into your Medicaid system this money just doesn't magically appear. I don't care if the federal government says they're going to pay for it. They're not going to pay for it. The states are going to pay for it.
Syria, number six on the countdown. Here's host Jane Foy talking to Middle East correspondent Edward Uranian about the UN getting involved in the escalating violence in Syria.
Are you hearing anything about, really, truly, is the United Nations Security Council actually going to do something?
No, Jane, I doubt it. I think they're just talking to hear themselves talk, and I hate to say that, but it's just been such a regular phenomenon. Whenever something bad happens, they just use superlatives and hyperbole and do nothing. And truthfully, I'm not sure there's really a lot they can do, since the Russians, Mr. Putin, seems to be have decided to defend President Assad tooth and nail. And even the Russians, when they invite the opposition to Damascus, to Moscow, you have the sense they're doing that while at the same time they're sending lots of arms to Assad. So they're just wasting time. I think everyone's decided which camp they're in. But as far as the West acting on the ground, certainly there's nothing that can be done, really, because the Russians have sold the Syrians very sophisticated anti-radar systems, and so you can't operate in the skies even if you wanted to. So anyway, that option is blocked. But as far as what's going on, really, I think Assad is determined to fight back. The one question yesterday after the explosion was whether he was there himself. I didn't hear a lot of people speculating that he was, but the mere fact that they were asking the question where he was led me to believe that perhaps some people might have thought he was in the room when the explosion took place, or whatever happened. We're not even sure it was an explosion, but these people did seem to die. That was pretty clear.
Speaking of messes, the Summer Olympics and their uniforms and the heat wave is hitting the country next on the countdown.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Welcome back into our Talk Radio Review. We're up to number 5 on the countdown this week, the Summer Olympics. Host Joel Riley talks to London correspondent Phil Itner about security concerns with about a week to go before the start of the Games.
Phil, what can you tell us this morning? Is it getting any better?
Well, Joel, the big announcement today is that an additional 2,000 British troops are being put on standby to beef up security, and this is in addition to the 3,500 that were called up when the contracting firm, supposed to be taking care of security, dropped the ball.
How can that happen? I mean, the Olympics come up every 2 years, and if you just go by Summer Olympics, it's every 4. It's not like nobody knew this was going to be an issue. How did they drop the ball in such a big way?
Yeah, well, that's what a lot of people were asking, as a matter of fact. And just yesterday, they called the contracting firm's CEO out in front of a parliamentary panel, and boy, did he get an absolute grilling. A lot of people are very angry about this, and they want to know the same, they want to know the answer to the same question you just posed. It's not like this is a surprise. You had plenty of time to plan. Yep. Why at the last minute?
It's unbelievable. So is that what caused all the big traffic snarls and everything that we saw in the news?
Well, that was something a little bit different. Okay. Yesterday, the traffic problems we've been seeing in London is because primarily what they've done in some of these main kind of thoroughfare areas is they've set aside an entire lane solely for Olympic traffic. So, you know, folks who are just trying to get around town and do their daily business, go to work, go shopping, what have you, now have to contend with an entire lane in some areas off limits. So that's a problem.
Number 4 in the countdown, the summer heat wave and the drought across much of the country. Here's host John Thompson with ABC's Jim Ryan. They talk about the drought that the nation is having and the impact you'll expect to see when it comes to the price of food in the coming months.
Everyone's been talking about the drought. NOAA today is expected to call this the worst drought in some 60 years. And, of course, there is the strong concern of what it's going to do to the price of food sometime down the line.
Absolutely. It's a chain reaction that takes a long time to wind its way through the system, but eventually we will be paying higher prices for groceries, for commodities, for all sorts of things. And remember, of course, it isn't just the corn and the food products we buy directly, but it's also fat and all that's put into the fuel that's used to ship all sorts of goods across the country. And so, yeah, we can expect to see higher prices, maybe not immediately, maybe not today or the next week. But certainly by fall, the U.S. Department of Agriculture expects those prices to hit the food market.
You know, and it's interesting to see, too, how greatly impacted something like, especially in the Midwest, corn and wheat, when you talk about those two major crops, how they're literally in everything. You think, well, I'm not necessarily going to go out and buy corn specifically, but if you have anything with high fructose corn syrup, and that affects pretty much everything, you're going to be impacted.
Sure, yeah. A bunch of the economy depends upon the health of the corn stock, and if corn is not doing well, then it's difficult for the economy as a whole to kind of get traction, because it does go into so much stuff out there, the fuel and the food that we buy, the stuff we feed to livestock in order to get meat. So, yeah, it's going to have a ripple effect that lasts for quite some time.
Is there any area of the country, Jim, that you can tell it seems to be doing a little bit better, and it might be part of the ag belt, whether it's corn, wheat, or whatever?
Well, surprisingly, here in Texas, where we've been through a drought for the last several years, a few months ago it was declared at an end when we had a fairly wet winter and springtime. Houston now is dealing with flooding situations at this point, and here in Dallas-Fort Worth it's pretty mild, but last year we were in the throes of a horrific drought. This part of the country is doing somewhat better now in terms of crop production and livestock production and just general weather. But, around the rest of the country, about 61% is under a declared drought right now.
The summer heat wave and the drought, that's the fourth most talked about topic this week on the countdown. So let's recap, going back to number 10. Penn State scandal is 9. The Bulgaria bus bombing is 8, Obamacare 7, Syria 6, Summer Olympics 5, and the heat wave number 4. So we'll get to numbers 3, 2, and 1 up next in your very ears in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond. This stuff works.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Halfway through the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with a welcome back into our continuing overview of the top 10 hits this week in the world of News Talk Radio. The week ending Friday, the 20th of July. Number three on the countdown, the Fed Chairman Bernanke's comments made to Congress this week. Talk host Tommy Tucker with Senator David Vitter of Louisiana about some of the questions he had for Bernanke.
Tell us what it is, I guess, that Ben Bernanke came to the Senate Banking Committee looking for. Was it all about the so-called QE3? And for those that don't know, what is that?
Well, it was a lot of topics going on. He came to give a regular report, which he is always scheduled to give at regular intervals to the Congress about the Fed's monetary policy. But these hearings end up being a lot more wide-ranging. And so what Chuck Schumer was pushing for was greater, even more aggressive Fed action to try to stimulate growth in the economy by quantitative easing, which is really printing money and getting more money into circulation. A lot of folks, including me, have concerns about that policy, what it will do eventually to build up inflationary pressure and devalue the dollar. That's not an immediate problem, clearly, but there's pressure building, and eventually that is going to be an issue whenever growth starts happening, whenever we start getting out of this recession in a much more meaningful way. So I have concerns about that.
And it seems as though, although both parties told him, look, you know, we're not going to help you, Chuck Schumer, would he be the ranking Democrat on the committee or not?
No, but he's certainly been on the committee for a while, but he's not behind.
Right, the more and more vocal members, let's put it that way, said that.
Oh, absolutely.
Said that, you know, be real, is an election year, and if you think anybody here is going to give you that, you're crazy. That's not going to happen. And the Republicans said, why don't you use, your position to put some pressure on Congress to deal with that? And Bernanke's response was what? That's not his job or something like that?
Yeah. Clearly, we need to do something to get this economy going, but I tend to agree with Ben Bernanke. We should be looking in the mirror at ourselves, at fixing wrong-headed policy that's holding us back, not trying to have the Fed save us and do everything under the sun.
And what made me, and I'm trying to keep this not partisan, and I'm trying to keep it more educational than I am, political or campaign related, but when Chuck Schumer says this is an election year, you're not going to get it, that makes me think, well, if he comes back after the election in November and there is a Democratic majority or a Democratic president, that maybe he does get QE3. Am I wrong in reading the tea leaves that way or not?
Well, no, what Chuck Schumer is talking about is other policy that Congress can do that he wants to do, basically spend more money, try to stimulate the economy with more economic stimulus the way President Obama passed when he was first in office. Quantitative easing is policy the Fed can do directly. That's essentially putting more money in circulation, and that's something the Fed can do, not Congress.
Here's host Joe Kelly with political reporter Jamie Dupree. They talk about where the economy is headed after hearing what Mr. Bernanke had to say this week.
All right, let's talk about some issues that everybody can hopefully sink their teeth into. One, let's talk about the economy for just a second.
Yeah, the Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke talking about the economy. His basic line to lawmakers was very similar to what we've heard before, Joe, that the economy's not growing fast enough to really make a big dent in the jobless rate. But it seemed almost a much more downbeat assessment than before from Bernanke, in which he said the economy seems to have decelerated. That if you're watching for that jobless rate to go down, he said it's going to be frustratingly slow to watch it drop in coming months and years, and basically not giving any hope to the Obama administration and Democrats there's going to be some kind of unbelievable turnaround in the next few months before the November election.
Now, on the subject of money, the House GOP pulls the wraps off of a spending bill.
Yeah, they've issued a new spending bill, which they'll work on in a key House committee today, that would, among other things, defund the AmeriCorps program, the National Service Program, not send any more money to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Public Radio and TV, and defund a number of arms of the Obama Help Law. But like with a lot of legislation around here, Joe, well, that should get through the House of Representatives. It's not going to go anywhere in the Senate. And I will again remind everybody that the futility on passing the budget has been bipartisan up here in the Congress. Congress has not gotten its budget bills done by on time, which is October the 1st, the start of the new fiscal year. They have not been able to do that since 1994.
And is this one of the things where members of the House might call a vote on stuff like this just to get their opponents on record?
Sure. Not only that, but also a lot of, I'm sure Democrats will argue this is nothing but a lot of raw meat for Tea Party conservatives, so that Republicans can say, see, we're trying to cut these things, but those pesky Democrats won't let us do that. Just as the Democrats had some message votes in the Senate this week on disclosure of big campaign contributions to outside groups, Republicans can do the same for their people over in the House.
Number two, the Martin Zimmerman case. This goes on and on and on, and we'll get into the nitty-gritty of it next on the Countdown.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Today's Gold Bond Rescue Mission, working down a sweat. I'm on a construction site with Jack.
Hey, how you doing?
It's another hot day, and as always, he's in work boots.
After sweating in these for 12 hours, man, my feet itch.
That's why I'm giving Jack Gold Bond Foot Powder. The Max Strength Cooling Menthol controls odor, absorbs moisture, and relieves itching.
Wow, that's some serious cooling.
And how about those dogs? Drying comfortable?
Extremely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Think Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. Ends 8/18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to two-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant General Charles Cleveland, 334th Squadron, 4th Fighter Wing, U.S. Air Force.
First engagement was really a memorable one for me, and he thought he was pretty good. And it was nip and tuck there for a while, and we turned for each other's tail, and I ended up behind him again. This time I put the pepper on the tailpipe and fired, and it was beautiful. Hits all the way up the tailpipe and up the right side of the airplane to the cockpit. But that's one of the few real round-and-round dogfights that you get in, that we got into. Most of our victories were, very frankly, getting behind a MiG pilot who wasn't very good and shooting him out of the sky.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. And at number two this week on the countdown, the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case. Here's host Greg Garrison with media analyst Richard Noyes. They talk about the role the news media is playing in the trial of George Zimmerman.
Isn't it curious, in the wake of all the facts that have come out about the George Zimmerman Trayvon Martin event, that the mainstream media has gone just about completely silent? Are you surprised?
Well, no, I'm
kidding.
I mean, they took some time off after they were sort of the respectable side of the agitators who say, you know, you've got to try him, you've got to charge him, and then they had that victory and he was charged. But of course today it's sort of blown back up again because Hannity got the interview with Zimmerman, which I'm not sure, you know, legally whether a person who's on trial for murder should ever give an hour-long interview, even if the lawyer's sitting right there.
I was astonished myself. Just astonished.
But this morning, the networks countered with Trayvon Martin's parents and their lawyer, who were on ABC, CBS, and NBC, giving their reaction. So it's sort of, a mini, it's just a murder trial by dueling interviews just seems so unseemly. And I don't know if this guy, Zimmerman, sort of went too far. He does seem to have changed his story a little bit. On the other hand, if his story is fundamentally as he tells it, that he was going about doing this thing and then he found himself in a life or death struggle, that is a defense. From the beginning, at least the broadcast networks, and I think they were sort of pushed into it by MSNBC and Al Sharpton and people like that, they have tried to make this a national Rorschach test and whether we're a racist country. You had people at the beginning saying, you know, this teenager was dead because, you know, Rush Limbaugh used invective against Barack Obama in 2009. It is absolutely idiotic the way the media have handled this. This is a local crime. It is a terrible tragedy. No matter who turns out to be guilty or innocent, a teenager is dead. And yet it's become this cause that everybody sort of tried to jump onto. And it's it's one of these things that I hope passes fairly quickly.
Well, I tell you this much. If he'd have been mine, he sure as hell wouldn't have been on TV last night.
I believe it. I mean, look at, it's a different case entirely. Look what happened to Jerry Sandusky when he decided he wanted to talk to NBC. That was not a great moment for his defense team.
Talk's Bill Radke, Linda Thomas, and Tom Tangney talk about George Zimmerman's comments from his interview with Sean Hannity. While he's sorry for Trayvon's parents, he doesn't regret anything he did the night he shot and killed their son.
So how did the Trayvon Martin shooting in Florida happen from the shooter's point of view? George Zimmerman on Fox News. He told Sean Hannity what Trayvon Martin did to make him pull the trigger.
He said, "You're going to die tonight." And
took one hand off of my mouth, and I felt it going down my chest towards my belt and my holster. And that's when I didn't have any more time.
Do you remember consciously thinking, I've got to grab my gun? Or did you just do it?
I'd love to give you an answer.
You don't know.
It just happened so quickly.
And what does Zimmerman have to say to Trayvon Martin's family?
I would tell them that, again, I'm sorry. My wife and I don't have any children. I have nephews that I love more than life. I love them more than myself. And I love my children even though they aren't born yet. And I am sorry that they buried their child. I can't imagine what it must feel like. And I pray for them daily.
Is there anything you regret? Do you regret getting out of the car to follow Trayvon that night?
No, sir.
Do you regret that you had a gun that night?
No, sir. I feel that it was all God's plan, and for me to second guess it or judge it.
Is there anything you might do differently in retrospect now that time has passed a little bit?
No, sir.
So there, George Zimmerman is making a pretty fine distinction between being sorry, he says, yet not regretting anything.
And not really taking responsibility for it either when you say this was just all part of God's plan, as if he had nothing to do with it.
And how does Trayvon Martin's family react to those statements? Well, Trayvon Martin's father, Tracy, did not like hearing about God's plan.
I really don't know what God George Zimmerman is worshiping, because there's no way that the God that I serve and his plans for George Zimmerman to murder my son.
So if Zimmerman is trying to help himself out in the court of public opinion, does any of that make you feel any differently about him or what he did?
Well, the thing is, I think that it raises some objections on my part. The fact that he's not, first off, I think it was a very well-sponsored interview. I mean, I don't think that he was being false to the way he actually feels. So mm-hmm. from that point of view, it was a good sort of platform to him to speak in effect from the heart. But for him to say he has no regrets, you know, when in the Catholic Church, when you make a confession, you confess to a sin, the idea is that in the future you wouldn't do it again. Now, he may not see what he did as a sin, but mm-hmm. if he would do the very same thing again, carry a gun, follow a kid around and have these are the consequences, and it doesn't change his actions, he hasn't earned any kind of absolution. And that astonishes me.
He's not saying that he did anything wrong. But, so he's not even admitting, you know, in your analogy, that there was a sin.
Here's host Rich Manaya talking about Zimmerman and the comments he made with Hannity.
George Zimmerman, when he was asked about it being, you know, regrets or do anything different, and listen, I get it. I mean, in interviews, nothing's perfect, and people make mistakes, and there are things that we could pick apart. But that was really an offensive, egregious remark to say that the shooting, the death of Trayvon Martin, essentially must have been part of God's plan. And you can imagine what the parents' reaction to that story has been. Imagine if you lost your child and somebody said, well, I guess it was God's plan. Very risky putting a client up for live interviews or taped interviews, however they did it. And it's very, very dangerous, very precarious. And I bet, I don't know if your mind was changed. I've got some different feelings about that and thinking about it and trying to process what was said by George Zimmerman last night. But to tell me that it's God's plan, there's a teenager. Can we not forget the fact? And it's still a teenager. I don't care what the skin color is, although everybody makes that the issue. He's walking at night. He's got a bag of Skittles, and he's got iced tea. And it's God's plan that this kid is going to die? And, you know, I just, you got to know me. Anytime anybody, whether it's in religious circles or, you know, pseudo-religious circles, neo-religious circles, anytime anybody uses God as a reason for blowing up cities and or tumbling towers, the country did something wrong, it's God's revenge, or a hurricane's going to strike because God is angry, I just really immediately, every alarm in my body goes off. Because no matter what you believe, and I do definitely believe that there is something bigger than this, you can call it Yahweh, God, whatever you want to call, there is something bigger than this, I am convinced. I just don't think that God sits there and says, you know, I think I'm going to kill a teenager today.
That leaves us with number one, and you might expect that was the presidential race. In the focus next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable, the more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number one here on the countdown, the 2012 presidential race. Here are hosts Carrie Dozier and Chuck Powell talking about the many Republicans who are now calling for Mitt Romney to release his tax records.
Mitt Romney's tax returns have been a subject of much contention. And up until this point, it's been mostly Democrats who've said, come on, Mitt, turn him over. The Obama campaign has a new ad out focusing on Mitt Romney's tax returns, featuring a picture of Ann Romney on her dancing horse. Obviously, the insinuation is the guy's got a lot of money. He must have something to hide. And he has said up till this point, all right, I'll give you 2 years. And so far, it's only been the Democrats saying, turn him over. Now, the line of Republicans swarming to the left, yeah, saying, no, really, you've got to do it. You've got to do it now. Turn him over, go back 12 years, is getting longer.
The promise, some really prominent names, too, in the Republican Party, and they are throwing it out there as if it were obvious. Like, we would just get rid of this issue. Just go ahead. Come on, Mitt. Go ahead and release them.
Right.
Come on, Mitt. Release them. Show them.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Mitt's like, no.
I'd be happy to do that, sort of, not.
Well, yeah, and that's just it. And it is a vicious cycle. George Will, who I love, George Will, mm-hmm, and he had the perfect way of expressing this, better than I could. The costs of not releasing the returns are clear. Therefore, he must have calculated that there are higher costs in releasing them.
Oops.
I mean, that's not necessarily my point of view, but that really crystallizes the issue right there.
Well, I think when you have Republicans debating other Republicans about whether or not he should turn them over, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
And he was on ABC's This Week, and Mary Madeline was taking Romney's side and saying, I don't think it's important at all. I just don't think it's important. And that's when George Will said, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. He's got to do it. The question has been asked so many times that you look like you're lying when you don't.
Right. And that's unfair, frankly, to Mitt Romney. And he's citing, hey, you didn't ask this of past candidates. Why am I being made a special case? Because I have a little more money than the past candidates. Mm-hmm. And so you understand his argument, but the more that he digs in and the more that he refuses, the more that you start to wonder, okay, well, what is he hiding?
Some talk radio caller reaction to the question about whether Romney ought to release his tax records.
let's make it even. I'll say, I'll release my tax returns if you tell us how you went to school, how you have a Social Security card from Connecticut when you never lived there, why we don't know why you surrendered your law license, where you came from, if you got a scholarship. You know, let's make it even. They keep picking him.
Yes, he should release the tax returns. I find it ironic, you know, his father was the first one to release 12 years of the tax returns. He makes it a point of how successful he is and how his, you know, that's going to create jobs for the, country. It's just amazing to me that he seems to be putting it off more and more, and even his, people on his own side are saying that he should release the tax returns. It's very clear that he's trying to hide something. I can't even from a purely political science point of view see you know, any reason not to.
My comment is fairly simple. I just wanted to say that it would be really helpful the whole process if we could nail down a comprehensive list of disclosure requirements for applying for the job of president. I just think that the back and forth over this is not really productive, and I think we should have it all nailed down as procedural matter so there's no fighting and everybody can just disclose everything that's required up front.
You know, the fact of the matter is every tax-paying American is going to utilize the tax code in his or her favor, given the deductions and given the write-offs that are legally offered to them. Warren Buffett obviously has a lot of those options, but every single American takes advantage of that. Now, in regards to the president or the Romney, it's just how bad they're going to critique it, because every single person utilizes you know, these benefits, and whether it's you know, too much money for some person in the Midwest to handle, if he saved too much money, if he worked too hard and had too many write-offs, well, some people are going to be chaffed at that. But you can look at John Kerry, who moved his $7 million yacht out of one harbor and into another for tax reasons. But let's get real. The guy's not a crook.
The 2012 presidential race, the most talked about topic on talk radio this week. Recapping, Iran, number 10. Penn State scandal, number 9. The bus bombing in Bulgaria, number 8. Number 7, Obamacare. Syria, number 6. Number 5, the Summer Olympics. Number 4, the Summer Heat Wave. Number 3, Ben Bernanke's statements about the economy. Number 2, the continuing discussion of the Martin Zimmerman case. And the 2012 presidential race, number 1, this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.